Today on the World Cafe, we have a solo set of old and new songs from James Mercer and the Shins. Their fourth album, Port of Morrow, is out now on their own Oral Apothecary label. Shins got their start in Albuquerque in the late 90s and released their debut album, O Inverted World, on Sub Pop in 2001, but really picked up steam once they moved to Portland, and their music was heavily featured in the 2004 film Garden State. Since then, James Mercer has kept writing and releasing music with the Shins, but also working with producer Danger Mouse to create the project Broken Bells, which released its self-titled debut back in 2010. I began by commenting how it was appropriate that he was here solo, as the Shins have had a shifting lineup of players of late.
I don't know. I mean, in a way, it's always been this way for the Shins. I mean, it started out, you know, as like a bedroom project and stuff. Not to lessen the incredible amount of help that I get, you know, from my bandmates and stuff to do this stuff, but I guess, you know, it starts out as that bedroom thing of me writing songs, basically, and then in order to make everything sound good, I get my friends to help me, which includes, you know, all of the band members I've worked with, really.
Definitely. Now, what is the scope, the time scope of this, of recording this album? I heard you worked in L.A. for, gosh, almost a year, something like that?
Well, let me see. I started really running through my old microcassette tapes and listening to old ideas, you know, song ideas, to try and piece together what I might want to work on and really flesh out into an album. That started in January of 2011. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the Broken Bells got done touring. We did like Christmas time shows at the end of 2010. And then so January, I'm doing this stuff. I'm up in Portland. I start to record the drums and, you know, basic rhythm tracks for the songs, trying to get my head around the structure of these things. And also still trying to figure out, you know, what are the songs that I really want to put the effort into and turn into a record. And it was April that I started going down to L.A.
Gotcha.
And working with Greg Kirsten.
Did you feel like you had to draw a line with Broken Bells, because it was a really successful project, and I suspect you could have gone on a bit if you really wanted to?
Well, we are ongoing Broken Bells, really, because you know, when I'm done touring for this Port of Morrow, it'll be basically back in the studio with Brian and working on the next Broken Bells record.
Wow, how great to have those two two creative outlets.
And different enough that it's not, you know, I mean, it really is a different approach to the whole process. And so, you know, it's still fun and exciting. When I get to go work with Brian, I show up and I don't even bring a guitar or anything. We just create stuff on the fly.
What shall we begin with?
Let's do Phantom Limb.
Falls in winter coats and the white girls of the north. They file past 1-5 and 1. They are the fabled lambs of Sunday ham, the HS norm. And they could float above the grass in circles if they tried. A latent power I know they hide to keep some hope alive that a girl like I could ever try. Could ever try. So we just skirt the hallway sides, a phantom and a fly. Follow the lions and wonder why there's no connection. A week of rolling eyes and cheap shots from the tribe. They're off to New Marcus Porch again for another afternoon of them goat head tunes and the pilfered booze. We wander through her mama's house and the milk from her window lights. family portrait circa 95. This is that fabled land with the sun there, and it all feels fine. Be it silk or slime. So when they tap our Monday heads, two zombie walk in our stead. This town seems hardly worth the time, and we'll no longer memorize or rhyme too far along in our crime. Stepping over wood nap towers to the sky, with no connection. Whoa, whoa, no connection. Zombie walk in our stead. This town seems hardly worth the time, and we'll no longer memorize a rhyme too far along in our crime. Stepping over what towers to the sky, with no connection.
That is Phantom Limb, a solo version of that tune you know as the Shins song from James Mercer. And the Shins have a new album called Port of Morrow. And, you know, I looked up Port of Morrow to, it is a place. I'm a little, the first thing that comes up when you Google it is like this industrial place.
Yeah, not a very exciting place.
No, but that's obviously not what you, kind of what you had in mind.
Oh, no, the whole album is about that industrial complex. No, to me, you know, I knew it just as this sign on the side of the road as you, when you're coming home from tour, heading back towards Portland, and it just was evocative, you know. It just sounds like this mysterious place. And I thought about, I think I was thinking about the River Styx and that stuff, you know. And, you know, this port on a river, after you leave that port, you never return or something.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like a fairy tale, definitely. Or
it does, it's, yeah. It's
or an Oz book or something. I wasn't sure.
Ah, cool.
But definitely.
Or a Shins record.
or a Shins record. Somebody said it was like if you put Shins titles and shook them up, you might come up with Port of Morrow. And I thought, wow.
Eventually, yeah.
Eventually, yeah. Well, tell me about Simple Song. That was the first thing we had a chance to hear from this.
Yeah, that is, you know, a pretty much an unabashed love song. You know, it's pretty straight up about my wife and just, you know, my whole new life there with her in Portland.
Can you do a version of that one?
Yeah, let's do it. I'd be happy to.
Well, this is just a simple song to say what you done. I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong. And you feel like an ocean made warm by the sun. When I was just 9 years old, I swear that I dreamt your face on a football field and the kiss that I kept under my vest. Apart from everything but the heart in my chest. things can really get rough when you go it alone. Don't go thinking you've gotta be tough, play like a stone. It could be that nothing else in our life so critical as this little home. Whoa. My life in an upturned boat, maroon on a cliff. You've brought me a great big flood, and you gave me a lift. Girl, what a gift. You tell me with your tongue, and your breath goes in my lungs, and we float over the river. That things can really get rough when you go it alone. Don't go thinking you gotta be tough, play like a stone. Could be there's nothing else in our lives so critical as this little home. This'll be a simple song to say what you done. I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong, and you feel like an ocean made warm by. Remember walking the mile to your house, aglow in the dark. I made a fumbling play for your heart, and the axe struck a spark. You wore a charm on the chain that I stole, especially for you. Love's such a delicate thing that we do with nothing to prove, which I never knew.
Simple song, one you know from the Newport of Morrow, the new Shins album. We're getting a chance to talk with James Mercer about it. This album is coming out on your own label, on Oral Apothecary. Through the folks at Columbia, and what are the other plans for the label? Were there other things going to be coming out under it?
No plans at the well. Actually, there are plans. we are planning on doing a Flake compilation. Flake was the band I was playing in for a number of years in Albuquerque before I started the Shins. And so we want to compile, you know, sort of like our favorite songs that we did during those years and put that out on Arl Apothecary. But Arl Apothecary was like a label that I started in order to release Shin stuff in the 90s, you know, back when it was sort of like I'd go to Kinko's and make the covers and then send off the tapes to Darla Record Pressing and they'd send me the vinyl and I'd just piece it all together. That was Arl Apothecary. Now I get to bring it back as really just an imprint on what is really a Columbia Records release, you know, but I get to own the masters and have that imprint on there. Yeah.
So if people wanted to get the Flake things before now, what were they on? Were they on vinyl? Were they on were they available at all?
Right now they're not, they're just not really being printed. They're not being printed, you know, so they're around on eBay, I guess, or stuff like that. But yeah, so I think, you know, we picture this release that has our favorite songs and has, you know, a lot of the cool old flyers and stuff, like Neil Langford, who was a major songwriter in the band and great guitarist and stuff. He designed all these incredible flyers. He's a great artist and stuff. So we just want to have all that stuff available. I mean, partly for ourselves, but also because I think, you know, people who are Shins fans would be curious about it.
Totally.
And it was kind of, it was, a, you know, good times there. Good songs, too.
You, more so probably than a lot of bands, were the recipient of a great boost when your music got matched up with the film Garden State. Now, that was obviously a great thing for the band, but I'm wondering how you feel about having your songs kind of, you know, trapped in with those visuals.
I mean, I really think it's kind of fun, you know, when somebody uses your song in a movie. It's really fun because, I mean, in one way, you kind of get a free video out of it, you know. But I mean, it's sort of an honor to think that somebody wants to add your music to something that they're obviously working very hard on and often care very much about, and for them to think that you could add something, I don't know, I it's pretty cool. So I love it. I mean, that Garden State was something that we hardly got paid at all for that, really. It was just, sure, you know, it was an independent film, and we were just flattered that they wanted to use the song.
Yeah, I guess that's what happened when fans work together. That's, yeah. Well, gee, could you do a version of New Slang?
Oh, yeah. My pleasure.
And a curse for this town. We're all in my mouth, only I don't know how they got out. Dear, turn me back into the pet I was when we met. I was happier then with no mindset. And if you took to me like a gull takes to the wind, well, I'd have jumped from my teeth, and I'd have danced like the king of the ice hole, and the rest of our lives would have fared well. New slang, when you notice the stripes and the dirt in your fries, hope it's right when you die. Old and bony, dawn breaks like a bow through the hall. Never should have called, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you took to me like a gull takes to the wind, well, I'd have jumped from my trees and died. A dance like the king of the ice hole, and the rest of our lives would have fared well. Ooh, la 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 la. Baker's at dawn, may they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. 'Cause I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find, without a trust or flaming fields. Am I too dumb to refine? And if you took to me like well, I'd dance like the queen of the eyesores, and the rest of my life would have fared well. La 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 la
James Mercer, live in the World Cafe Studios, doing a version of the Shins' new Slang. The new Shins album, Port of Morrow, is out, and it's just great to have it. It's actually kind of cool to hear these songs stripped down completely. James, we have time for one more. What would you like to finish up with?
Let's do Australia.
Born to multiply, born to gaze into night skies. All you want's one more Saturday. Well, look here until then. They're gonna buy your life's time. So keep your wick in the air and your feet in the fetters till the day. We come in doing cartwheels, we all call out by ourselves, and your shape on the dance floor will have me thinking such filth to gouge my eyes. You'd be down to be one of us, girl, facing the daughter's conundrum. See, I felt like I could just fly. But nothing happens every time I try. The dual tone on the wall, selfless fool hoped he'd save us all. He never dreamt of such sterile hands. You keep them folded in your lap, raise them up to beg for scraps. Oh, you know he's holding you down with the tips of his fingers just the same. Will you be pulled from the ocean just a minute too late, or changed by a potion and find a handsome young mate for you to love? Or you'll be damned departing through the window panes. You know you trade your life for any ordinary joke. We'll do it now or grow old, 'cause your nightmares only need a year or two to unfold. Ooh, la, 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 la. Been alone since you were 21. I felt like I should just cry. But nothing happens every time I take one on the chin. You hear them in your coat, you don't know how long they've been. Watching the lantern dim, start of oxygen. Jump out the window. La 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 la.
Great to hear some of the older Shins tunes today. James Mercer on acoustic doing a version of Australia for us today. James, congratulations on Port of Morrow. It's just a wonderfully done album, and really, really great.
Man, thank you very much. My pleasure.